This is Good Medicine on the Go. Debt and financial instability, these are initiators of illness.
Yeah, Kara, and kind of a wake-up call for functional medicine, we often add financial stress. I mean, there's the costly visits, the tests, the labs, and 32% of American workers have medical debt already.
Already, before even coming to a functional medicine practice.
That's right. And then we're asking them to lay out quite a bit of money to get well. And it's just really, on top of being ill, then having some financial pressure put, it's just so much.
Yeah, I know. Like you, Nathan, a lot of providers, I know they're good at circling priorities and checking with their patients to see what's reasonable and what can be left for future considerations. But as always, we're reimagining, how can we be more proactive? How can we play offense to make functional medicine more approachable, affordable, and sustainable? So how can we be more proactive to set up our patients for success for this long journey of transformation? And that's what we're going to talk today. That's why we're introducing the new modifiable lifestyle factor, finances. You know, finances, they burden sleep and stress and relationships and blood pressure, digestion. You know what I mean? Finances really affect everything.
They really do. And today we're really acknowledging, and it's kind of like the thing that needs to be acknowledged is functional medicine is expensive and it can prevent patients from joining the practice and sticking around long enough to actually get better because it's a long journey for most people. So this is really important. And I'm just so happy you've identified this, Kara. You identified it in my practice and you really pointed it out to me because we don't like talking about it. And we have to help patients navigate their finances and take a look at their finances as a part of the comprehensive care plan. And we're not doing that in functional medicine. And how do we do this without being, financial advisors?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a very important question. And it's a very sensitive topic, right? How are we going to bring this up with patients? And that's exactly the question we are going to explore in today's episode. Hello and welcome. I am Kara Ware, a National Board Certified Health Coach and Business Advisor.
And I'm Dr. Nathan Morris, a Certified Functional Medicine Practitioner.
So, functional medicine, it's not something we're trying. I mean, it's a lifestyle. It's a journey. It's a journey of transformation. And that's what I always say to patients, right? This isn't something we're trying. This is something we're going to start and only get better at. And functional medicine, it's not just the cost of the doctor's visits, the supplements and the labs. It's bigger than that. It's water filters, air purifiers, organic food, gym memberships, yoga classes, body work. I mean, it requires patients deliberately directing the funds they have toward this comprehensive plan that makes up the functional medicine lifestyle.
And we better prepare the patient to be ready to co-create a personalized plan with their chosen medical provider in incremental steps. And I mean, that's really important. And I've been in long enough, I can say incremental steps are really key here. And we have to, match those incremental steps to the patient's current financial and emotional ability. This is the one way we are making functional medicine less overwhelming. If we want to reach the masses, we have to look at this, because if we're not looking at this, then we're really cutting out a lot of the population. And I think we've talked a lot in this season about where to meet the patient where they're at with group coaching visits and different entry points. But we really need to discuss this as a organization of providers.
Yeah, and it's a sensitive topic. So no one's talking about this elephant in the room, right? And so typically when a provider and a patient are talking, the patient is just kind of nodding their head and in agreement because they know everything you're saying is right on. But really in their mind, they're thinking, how am I going to do all of this? And we want to be more proactive to help them connect with their voice to know how to co-create a reasonable, livable plan. And so how do we bring up finances without being financial advisors? optimizers? Remember, that's the question we're answering.
Right.
And if you've been listening to earlier episodes in this season, you'll remember that we recommended patients see the health coach first. And we know this is kind of a radical idea. So if you haven't, please go listen to the earlier episodes, particularly episode 4, where we explain how I would see patients before you in more detail to better prepare them. And one of the advantages to seeing a health coach first is that we are trained in motivational interviewing, like we talked about in our last episode, episode 5. And that makes us a great profession, a skilled professional to talk finances with their patient, with your patients.
Right. And Kara, let's just be honest. You know, I've come from an insurance model and I moved to a cash model and I was completely apologetic and what, you know, it's really kind of a scary thing. And we're all, you know, as providers, we're almost ignoring the fact that in a lot of functional medicine practices, we're asking a lot financially. So we don't bring it up. And I think that's a real downfall in our visits. And we're not really good at it. Let's just be honest. Doctors are not really financial whizzes. So having you there, having that health coach there is really, really important because it gets that hard conversation out of the way. The patient's able to ask these questions and not feel embarrassed by asking it. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really important is removing that social or that emotional stigma of bringing this up. And because we're not going to do it as financial providers. We're not going to say, you know, can you afford this? Mm-hmm. Because we're kind of embarrassed ourselves because we're not in the insurance model. So
right.
Anyway,
sales. That's what we talked about with the last episode, right? And a lot of times you are kind of placed in that uncomfortable position because they do have to purchase out-of-pocket labs and supplements and office visits. So how do we address that, right? And one of the ways is what we found worked really well when we combined our unique skill sets in your practice was when I drove that patient's first encounter, I would inquire to them, you know, we would be talking about what is a comprehensive care plan and what are all the components that go into a personalized plan, you know. It's all the modifiable lifestyle factors and the mental, emotional, spiritual components. I mean, there's a lot that goes into a functional medicine lifestyle. And I would ask them, I would say, hey, may I ask you a question regarding the finances, your financial threshold? Because we want to make sure that Dr. Morris and you are working together to co-create a plan that's within your current ability, within your current financial threshold. Are you confident in saying to the provider, to Dr. Morris, hey, this sounds like a lot. I don't think I can do all this. You know, I feel like I can do this, this, and this right now. You know, are you confident in saying that? You know, that's kind of how I introduced this elephant in the room, which is very non-intimidating. And it opened up the conversation to start talking about the importance of making sure that the plan is within their current financial threshold.
Yeah. And I think that's just so big, Kara. I mean, the elephant in the room, I love that because it really is. And the fact that you really include this as part of your comprehensive plan, I think is just so empowering to the patient. So I can't say enough how much it transformed my practice and made it easier to have these conversations with people that I was scared to bring up before.
Yeah, and they were quiet about it because they're uncomfortable with it, right? Finances can be embarrassing. And then I would ask them, okay, so you're confident, right? Because we want to know, you know, our goal for you when you walk out of Dr. Morris's appointment is to be like, yes, I can do this. And so we need your voice in this mutual participatory medical model. Make sure we're creating a personalized plan just for you. And then I ask them, hey, you know, are you budgeting? Is that something that you would like support with, or do you already got that? And you already have every dollar directed to exactly be aligned with your values and your needs, or, you know, where are you at with that? Is there any place I can offer additional support? And then that allowed them to either invite me into their financial world or say, no, thank you. And because again, you know, we're just getting to know each other and building trust and rapport. But I found that a lot of people were actually relieved I was addressing this elephant in the room. And then I would say to them, hey, you know, I've created a functional medicine care planner because, you know, I've been in this journey for almost 15 years. And as a single mom with two children and being the only financial provider, I had to make sure that I was really on top and not spending outside of my financial threshold, which would cause more damage to my family, right? And so would you like a tool that will help you to organize and document and track and budget so that we're sure each 3-month plan that you're making with Dr. Morris is a good fit to your current ability, both emotionally and financially.
Yeah, we actually, all my new patients get the functional medicine care planner to help them with that process. So I thought it was a really nice tool to use. And, you know, the financial discussions help patients understand that functional medicine is not a medical cure just right off the bat, but this is going to be a journey. This is something we need to pace. And it's something that helps the doctor also realize that, you know, we don't have to fix everything in one visit. And it's going to help a lot with their concerns, but at the same time, it's not a cure-all right away, but it's this journey that we talk about. So it's important to plan how to make this affordable and sustainable for their lifestyle, and that they will have to continue to evolve and improve as confidence and confidence grows, and co-create a livable plan, you know, and a reasonable plan.
Yeah. And that's the magic right there. Their competence and confidence. We've been talking about patient readiness and current ability this entire season. And this financial discussion really is what helps us co-create with a patient a reasonable, livable care plan. I mean, it's actually a really exciting conversation. So up next, we're going to share more about how we talk about this elephant in the room with your patients, Nathan, and steps a practice can do and what the patient can do to make functional medicine more affordable and sustainable right after this. This podcast is sponsored by the Atrium Innovations family of professional brands, offering evidence-based supplements, advancing scientific research, and providing clinical protocols and technology to empower practitioners globally. Atrium Innovations brands include Pure Encapsulations, the number one trusted and recommended brand by practitioners, Douglas Laboratories, Genestra Brands, and Living Matrix, the fastest growing digital patient management system for functional medicine. All right, Nathan, so what can the practice do to make functional medicine more affordable? We just talked about how we can position a health coach and how the health coach can help to introduce this topic, this new modifiable lifestyle finances into a comprehensive care plan. What else are we doing?
Well, you know, Kara, I think me and you both realize that we were really cutting out a lot of the population when we had we set up the visits just for what we consider the typical functional medicine patient that has like 5 to 10 things going on a lot of times.
The most complicated cases,
right? And that's really going to be a financial barrier for so many people because we have to plan for a 2.5-hour visit. It ends up being quite overwhelming for a lot of people that really want it. So we created different levels of entry into our practice. We have the advance for that patient I just mentioned. We have the proactive where, you know, this person is really just trying to tune up. And actually, it's interesting since we've introduced these bundles, that's probably one of my most utilized introductory bundles, Kara. It's really been great. And then there's that patient that knows they need functional medicine, that has some issues going on and not real sure where to start. So if you give them a 2.5-hour visit and you they're going to be overwhelmed, and you give them that price tag, they're going to be a little overwhelmed. They're not real sure about functional medicine, but they think they can help them with what they've got going on. And then the thing I'm really excited about, especially after seeing a lady in the gym parking lot, she was asking me about what I do, and I was telling her some hot tips on what she should do. And she asked, well, so how much is it an hour? And I told her, and she just got in her car.
They're heading for the hills.
Heading for the hills. She's like, that sounds good for somebody, but it ain't for me. So, you know,
So pushing up against that financial threshold.
That's right. And I was like, well, you know, I didn't have Kara there to explain all the things she was going to get. But this group coaching event would have been good for her because she had some really good questions. But, you know, we're going to introduce this group coaching, which is a lot more affordable. That's going to be, you know, really a good use of our time and help people understand what it is that we do. Because I think that lady, if she could understand what I do, besides just giving supplement advice, you know, in the parking lot, would have been much more. So, you know, these things help build momentum, engagement, and activation to be a better partner with the practitioner. And these, what we're talking about is also how do we make this more affordable, and it does. And that's what I've really been glad to see.
Yeah. So that's another thing that we're doing for your practice to address this financial conversation. And, you know, to add on to the group coaching events that we're creating for 2021, you know, you and I already have done this. And when I had my practice Integrated Connections open that we've talked about this season, and I would love to give our listeners an example of what's possible in these group coaching visits. And so I'd love to talk about a patient you and I collaborated on, where her and her husband came to me and said, well, we can't afford functional medicine. We can't afford Dr. Morris. And I said, okay. I said, well, are you open to taking a look at, you know, are you budgeting? Are you open to taking a look at where your finances are going, what your current resources even are? And fortunately they were. They invited me into that conversation. And that opened the door actually for another family to suggest that I offer Dave Ramsey's Financial Peace University as a group coaching outreach program at Integrated Connections. And so we went through this series with Nancy and her husband. And they discovered that they were spending $700 a month on fast food. So here was a family whose son was very affected by autism, very disabled by autism, thinking they couldn't afford functional medicine. But when we took a look at where their finances were going and inquired, is this indeed aligned with our values and our needs? You know, they were just hitting the value meal because he was in so many therapies. And in order to sustain his therapy schedule, they were hitting the fast food line. And
which
so,
ironically was making his disease worse.
Which was making his disease worse.
The irony, I just couldn't pass. It up. I'm like, holy crap, they're spending $700 to make him more sick.
But this is what's happening.
Right.
You know,
this is
very common. And so when we began to allocate that $700 to you, Nathan, you know, all along as they were budgeting, I was working with them on the modifiable lifestyle factors, and we were beginning to clean up their nutrition, and they took this on as a family program, and they led by example, and their son, who at one time was so resistant to the gluten and dairy-free diet, you know, just there was no resistance because the parents were leading by example. And we did so much groundwork for them to partner with you. And over the last 7 years, they have made tremendous clinical outcomes and have made their journey sustainable. And remember, that's one of our most important three words we want to take away from the season.
That's great. Sustainable, you know, and I think that's hopefully, you know, where our bundled programs will come in. You know, they'll align with patients' emotional and financial readiness and their current ability, and it'll be something that's sustainable. You know, I think that's the biggest thing that functional medicine needs, is that sustainability, because so often our stories are, well, I saw that patient for one or two visits and then they were lost because we didn't make it sustainable. And I think every provider out there has that, you know, what happened to that patient? Was it something I did? But it's usually, quite honestly, it's going to be financial. And if we're not addressing that, then we've not created that sustainability. We're not matching their financial readiness to their current abilities.
So, yeah, because really this is a lifelong journey. I mean, functional medicine is a journey of transformation to really, you know, experience those profound results. And so that leads us into a good conversation of, well, how can we help the patient be better prepared, right, to make their functional medicine journey sustainable? And, you know, I used that story we just shared of Nancy to other patients. And when I would inquire and say, hey, you know, have you lately taken inventory of your spending habits? And you know, are you budgeting? And do you know where your money is going? Because, you know, actually, it's really common to not know because we're just trying to survive.
Yeah.
You know, are you okay to talk more about that? And an idea for the patient or even the practice is to offer that Dave Ramsey Financial Peace University, or have a financial advisor locally, you know, available to consult with patients who are considering a functional medicine. So you are supporting them within their financial world to deliberately spend money to go in the direction they want to go, which is healing their root causes.
That's correct. Yep. That is really what we're after. And if you, as you say, if you don't have that platform in place. Fortunately, you were just excellent at what you did with the financial piece, but the Dave Ramsey program is just extraordinary. And I would really recommend people that have a health coach actually understand some of these principles. It may be transformative in their own personal life, but it'll definitely be transformative in the patient's life as well.
That's a great point, because I went through that Dave Ramsey and it was transformed me and how I spent money. I thought I was doing well, but even learned more. And so I had that language, that understanding of how to work with patients. And so if you are a health coach listening and you're working with a provider or want to work with a provider, I would consider going through that Financial Peace University, because it will be basically your training of how to add this new modifiable lifestyle factor into a patient's comprehensive plan without being a financial advisor.
Yeah. And you know, the thing to realize if you're listening as a provider, as a health coach, that, you know, actually working within a patient's financial limitations can actually benefit them, and it actually will make you a better provider, believe it or not. It's so important that we have this piece, because it is, you know, it actually is the secret sauce in a lot of ways.
Yeah, Nathan, you know, trying to do too much too soon really gives patients a wrong idea, to be honest, is that we're going to do all this and it's going to be over. And that's far from the truth. And also, I love how you talk about how it kind of, we're not trusting the healing powers of the body when we're trying to do too much too soon without covering the basics and doing these small incremental steps and building on competence and confidence. You know, tell us a little bit. I love how you tell your patients that, you know, the healing powers of the body are tremendous, more than anything we can think that we're going to do.
Yeah, you know, I learned that because I used to, I've been humbled by the human body. Let me just say, the more I've been in functional medicine, the more I've been humbled by it. And all this knowledge that I've gained through functional medicine is fantastic. But I really, you know, what I found to be the most powerful aspect is not knowing all these minutia details, but understanding, you know, what role is, you know, their diet playing? What role is stress playing? What role is their airway playing? And really going back and understanding, you know, how am I going to address these big factors? And then what amazingly happened, Kara, and I, you know, like I say, it humbled me, was I found out that if I gave them the right nutrition, if I got the right sleep, if I did all these things, you know, that it seems so basic and seems like, oh, you know, they came to see me, a functional medicine doctor, I'm supposed to do all these fancy things, you know, sometimes them leaving $3,000 and $4,000 in debt, not necessarily in my practice, because I don't like that a lot, but a lot of patients have that story. I actually could do, you know, because of financial limitations, I would focus on these basic things, and lo and behold, they got better. Mm-hmm. And they kept coming back to see me because they really saw the benefit. But because we had these financial limitations, I thought it was a godsend, because quite honestly, they were able to heal. Their body has this innate wisdom to heal. If we just give them time, if we can take, you know, the three or four thorns they have out of their feet and take the time to do that and not create unrealistic expectations. Because when we charge, you know, a lot mm-hmm. of money, expectations go way up.
Really,
and they should.
Point.
I mean, mm-hmm. you know, somebody's walking out something mm-hmm. doctor's office $3,000 and $4,000 later, hell yeah, they're going to be having some high expectations. I would. I'm not going to be. So yeah, you know, we have to consider that, you know, and so that's why financial limitations to me are actually a really good thing to have, because it makes us think as providers, we really have to think about the basics and really make sure our patients are doing those things, because those things don't cost near as much as all these fancy labs and all these fancy supplements and other things. So I think that's really important.
Yeah. And you placing priority on the basics will help the patients place priority on the basics.
That's right.
You know, patients that's usually right. want to skip over the basics.
That is the common. Yeah. Because they're like, that seems too basic. That's not going to help me.
Right. Either. Right. And with so much information today, I really feel for patients and parents of patients in today's world, because as functional medicine and healing root cause resolution becomes more prevalent and well known, there is so much information and there's so many people saying, do this and do that. And do this, you know, and I watch patients and I watch parents of patients try to do everything. And it's like they're in a race and they have a checklist and they're just doing as much as they can. And they're causing everyone to go crazy and really more harm than good because they're not allowing time for that healing, that innate healing power to kick in because we're going slow and incremental. And I was forced to learn to go slow. You know, if I was trying to recover my son today from autism, I would be one of those parents that were just forcing and driving and doing everything and doing too much. I would totally be that overachiever parent.
Doing everything and accomplishing nothing.
Yeah. Yes, but 15 years ago, when I was on dial-up internet and I had a flip phone that didn't even, you know, it didn't even text message at the time, there was no information. And here I was trying to solve, well, what's causing his pain? To me, autism looked like he was in an unbearable amount of pain. And I wanted to know, well, what's causing his pain? And I was forced to go slow. You know, for 2 years, all that I knew to do was cranial sacral therapy and the vitamins, minerals, and omega-3s, to be honest. That's what I was supplementing and removing all the high allergens and taking a look at our lifestyle and cleaning up my cookware and our water and just small things. And I trusted if I just did all these small things well, that over time they would accumulate into big change. And it wasn't until 2 years down the road that we added in chelation, you know, but his body was ready for that. Like looking back, I probably would have killed him had I got to, you know, that too soon. And so you placing priority on the basics will allow the patient to place priority on the basics and slow everything down. This isn't going to happen overnight. We can actually cause harm by doing too much too soon and cause a financial crisis.
I so agree, Kara. That's, you know, that I think that was, you know, my aha moment. And I think, you know, as we've talked about this, it's just that, hey, this is a good thing.
Yeah.
This is a good thing.
Yeah.
That we as providers have to go back and say, what can we do? Not all at once, but over time. And I really think this modifiable lifestyle factor mm-hmm. that you've identified, I mean, that you've been talking to me about it for years. I just want to make sure you get credit. This is one we need to be talking about. And the patient needs to be given that, hey, this is a good thing.
Yes.
If you don't have $2,000, $3,000 to spend right away, you know, this is a good thing. It'll help. We'll take the steps you can take. So, I mean, we need to make it a positive and not a negative.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, the drivers of change are making sure that patients have their intrinsic motivators, right? What's important to them? Why do they even want to approach this? And that really stems from their values and their needs and their beliefs. And by helping them to take a look at finances as a currency that will drive the ability to achieve or to, you know, experience their symptoms being placed into remission is really powerful. Like they actually have a lot of resources that we just need to reevaluate and maybe redirect. You know, and so it's not maybe that we don't have it, it's just realigning where we're putting our finances. And I know that's really powerful for me, and it's been a powerful conversation to have with patients. All right, Nathan. So the new modifiable lifestyle factor, finances, one of our favorite topics. And we're so happy to be bringing this to a broader audience. And hopefully you too now feel compelled to figure out how you can add this very sensitive conversation as part of a patient's comprehensive plan. Because we know that finances, they are an initiator of illness. And so we need to address it along with nutrition and lifestyle and stress and movement and all the other modifiable lifestyle factors. So remember that we do have the Functional Medicine Care Planner that you can purchase and make available for your patients so that you have a tool that kind of takes the responsibility off you, the provider, you, the health coach, to lead the patient through their planning. They actually have a tool to be ready to co-create with you to be sure they're plan is reasonable and livable and within their financial threshold.
And we need to acknowledge functional medicine is expensive and it can prevent patients from joining the practice and sticking around long mm-hmm. enough to get better. I mean, we just have to admit that.
Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly. And finances, you know, they affect all of other modifiable lifestyle factors. I mean, think about how it affects stress and nutrition, like how we heard Nancy, she was directing $700 to nutrition that was causing more inflammation. and so how wonderful that they became aware of that and then changed as a result forevermore.
Right.
You know, that was so powerful for their family.
It
and
really
so
was.
Yeah. I love that we worked collaboratively on that tremendous case. And actually, I'm going to post a video that you can see, Nancy.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, Nancy and her son's transformation when they went through this group coaching event and then they started working with Nathan. It's an 18-month timeline. And so you can see how much progress can happen in 18 months by just focusing on the basics.
You know, this episode discussed what a functional medicine practice can do. And I think that's really important that our providers out there know that we need to take a more active role and help patients understand how to work collaboratively with functional medicine to make it more affordable and sustainable in the future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the patient feels comfortable with this financial conversation. You know, because it is, it can be ashamed, almost, it's definitely an embarrassed conversation. We can almost be an ashamed conversation, but we're changing that. We're changing that perspective. Next week, we're going to hear from Leanne Webster from the National Board Credentialing of Health and Wellness Coaches. And this is the episode that we've been building up to. So if you are convinced, if we've made a strong case and you are ready to integrate a health coach in clinical practice, whether it's in the salary approach or the 1099, as we discussed in earlier episodes, but if you're ready, this is the episode to really hear the nuts and bolts of how to hire and onboard and train and manage and optimize a health coach in clinical practice. So remember, go to karawarecoaching.com/podcast. That's karawarecoaching.com/podcast. And please, while you're there, will you wait and review and subscribe and tell a friend? Because we are closely reimagining the functional medicine journey to make it more approachable, affordable, and sustainable, and open up to a broader audience right when the masses need us the most. So thanks to everyone who makes this podcast possible: Pure Encapsulations, Douglas Laboratories, Genestra Brands, and Living Matrix, and to our writing team, Kelsey Staffstrom and Paul Larkin, and our sound engineer, Isidore Nieves.
Thanks, Kara. I can't wait for next week.